What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Down Once More. Matt here, and I want to give a special shout out to those of you who are new to the podcast, thanks to my mini review of the Shrek the Musical National Tour. So I did not expect that review to kind of pop off like it did. I've been doing the podcast about 2 years now. That's our first view over, it's almost at 700 views right now. Before that, our max was 250, and that was a rare thing. We had the Wicked trailer review recently get over 300, and then this one's just been taken off. The response to it has been great, seeing people engage in the comments. Commented on by the actor who played Shrek, getting messaged by the associate music director about it, and the actor who played Donkey, the actress who played Dragon Sister, stumbling across the video and finding it. Just awesome to see everyone that's found it. And so welcome to everyone who is new to the podcast, new to the channel on YouTube because of that. Also shout out those of you who have stayed because the second episode that followed that was called Mostly TNA, STFU guest episode, which if you have not been following the podcast, you're probably completely lost and you're like, this is not a musical review, which is fair. So I fear what I do a little bit in this episode is just give a little bit of backstory, history on what is this podcast. It's been a while since we've kind of broken things down and talked about it. Like I said, this is year three of the podcast now since we started it. Started it back in 2021. Started talking about it back in 2020. Podcast started with Rayleigh and I, who a friend knew since high school, middle school days. Born was friends with her brother and knew her by proxy. And then back in 2019, 2020, we started reconnecting on Instagram. She had posted a video of her doing lip sync to Rent, to Maureen's performance from Rent. And so we started talking about love for musicals in general and just started realizing we had a lot in common. We're having fun talking, chatting. Thought we had some pretty good banter back and forth. And so decided, you know what? I hate the sound of my voice. Let's do a podcast. So that's where the whole idea of this came from. It started out for the first year. Rayleigh and I were just doing one movie musical review a month. It was about hour and a half long. We had a couple that went a little longer than that. Our Hamilton one, I think, was about 2 hours. And as it went, we're throwing like some different things in there to keep it interesting for people who musicals may not be your jam, may not be your thing. And it started out just like wanting a reason to get on a Zoom call with each other. Eventually switched over to Riverside because Zoom is rough quality, everything like that. But get a chance to talk to each other, reconnect, discuss our love for musicals, just randomly BS, have fun. And it was mainly just for us. Like, we were hoping that some people would enjoy it, that we may have some people who reach out, latch on, and maybe we'd say things that connected. Maybe we'd pull in some new people. But our intent with this was not to get big. Like, we both have full-time jobs, lives. I've done job change since then. Rayleigh has too since it started. So a lot of things have changed since we started the podcast over 3 years ago now. Year two, we decided we're going to move to weekly releases. Like, it's hard to grow when you're just doing one episode a month. There are so many pulls for people's time and attention and so many people that are so much better at this whole podcasting thing than we are. And like, I want to get some more variety out there, get people used to seeing us pop up in their newsfeed on their podcast apps for those of you who are subscribed and see what sticks. And so what we started doing when we did the weekly releases was we were doing two episodes a month with Rayleigh and I, and then two episodes that were solo episodes that were more mini episodes. The original intent with it was that all of the episodes would be, the mini episodes would be about 30 minutes max. The regular episodes would not exceed an hour. And so what happened over time, because both Rayleigh and I like to talk, many episodes did stay about 30 minutes max, but the regular episodes end up growing where they were over an hour each. And so it was always, we did one movie musical review a month still. That didn't change. That was always coming towards the end of the month. The other joint episode with both of us was just some random fun thing. We started doing some lists. We started doing some drafts. Like, we did top either three or five things you'd want to be stuck, you'd want to have with you if you were trapped on a deserted island. We did Disney characters you'd want to be trapped on a deserted island with. We did favorite drinks. We just did a whole bunch of random BS, throwing at the wall, having fun, trying to come up with scenarios. We started doing a thing called vocal warm-ups. The intent with that was each person has 1 minute to vent, talk, share a story about three random things. My intent with that was to turn it into Instagram Reels, TikTok, something like that. 1 minute, we got that perfect clip. Got to throw it in there. What happened? We did our 1 minute rant, but then we would have like 15 minutes of conversation afterwards. So that, great of an idea as it was, never took off. And so the mini episodes were either Rayleigh or I just doing either something random. I started doing some tier lists on it. Rayleigh did a couple travel tale stories, from stories of things that she's experienced a little bit. Few kind of wild stories from her travels over the years. So she's done a lot more exciting things than I have. I've not done that many fun things that I could do a series like that. She did a mini review of The Little Mermaid, the new movie with Halle Bailey that was really well received. And so that's just kind of the trajectory that's gone on. Jump to this year, year three. Life's crazy for both of us. Rayleigh had just a whole bunch going on, job as a kid, taking a little bit of a step back, just focus on life. That was our thing with this, is real life is always number one. Like, this podcast at the end of the day, it's for fun. It's not the priority. Real life is the priority. So I've been doing it more solo this year and started pulling in my brother, Brad, who's done a number of episodes. We've done some drafts. We did an episode, like I said, the last one, called Mostly T and I A, because you got to have a little bit of a clickbaity title. There's actually zero T or A in the episode, but we did talk about it. And STFU, it was our shut the fuck up. It was our finish the lyrics game that I came up with because I wanted to do a finish the lyrics thing. So Rayleigh and I thought it would be fun to do together. So we started doing that. We've done like five episodes of that. A lot of these I feel like are probably a lot more enjoyable on the YouTube feed, but I get it. You don't want to sit there on YouTube for an hour and just, you have lives. Everyone has lives. You got so many things pulling you for your time, attention, movie, TVs, family, responsibilities. I get it. But that's kind of where we're at now with the podcast. I started last year for the first time. I was able to get the Broadway season tickets for, no, it's not the actual Broadway. I live in the Midwest, but I live in one of the main cities in my state. And so the national touring companies come here. And so got Broadway season tickets and started doing mini reviews of those on the podcast feed. And so that's what I did with the Shrek one. It took off. My intent with those mini reviews was to do little quick hitters as soon as I saw the episode, the play, the musical. To just kind of let people know my thoughts on the tour. There's more tour dates coming up. There's people, I a lot of times will go and look and see like what people's thoughts are on the show. And so it was never intended to be a full, the mini episodes were never intended to be a full all-encompassing review of it, giving all history, backstory, comparing differences between shows. If it's a show I have some knowledge on, like Phantom of the Opera, for example, or Rent, things like that, I'm going to talk some about the history and knowledge. As I have time, I may do some research, depending on how intrigued I am by the show and how much it grabs me, and I'll throw it in there. But it's never meant to be an all-encompassing. It's meant to highlight the actors, the performers, that production, ensemble, like just everything about that tour, that show. So that's what the Shrek review was. That's why there weren't comparisons tying it to the filmed Broadway one. with Sutton Foster, Daniel Breaker, and Brian D'Arcy James. And that's why I'm not giving a bunch of like history comparisons to the movie too. I'm reviewing it as its own thing, my thoughts on it. And another thing I want to acknowledge, neither Rayleigh or I are like huge, like some of us, Rayleigh did some musical theater. I didn't. I was homeschooled and not do musical theater. That was not a thing we had. My singing voice is less than stellar, so you wouldn't want me to do musical theater anyways. But a lot of our reviews come down from what it makes us feel. That's how I feel like with regular movies too. What, does this make me feel something? Do I have some connection to it? Yes, the technical aspects are important. Yes, it's obviously going to detract from your enjoyment if you've got singers, performers who are just off key constantly, or arrangements that are just a bit funky and just a bit off. And that's the kind of musical analysis you get here, things like funky. But it's just, what does this make me feel? The raw, real reactions to the show, to the movies, whatever we're doing. When we do our movie musical review each month, that's a full episode, a full review. Those do most of the time come with a decent amount of research, comparisons. When we did our Rent one, for example, talking about some of the history of the show, the comparisons between the PG-13 movie and then the filmed Broadway version as well, and kind of comparing all of those. We did the same with West Side Story. Obviously, that I had not seen it perform live, so we're pulling some things from the history of the show that we could find, the new Disney version, and the classic version. So we do that on the movie musical review, not the mini reviews. Most of the time, like I said, there's always exceptions. We're always evolving on the show, always doing something different, trying to pull people in. Before we started this, I had done exactly zero video editing, zero video making, recording, podcasting, none of this. It was new. It was something that I always enjoyed, and I latched on to podcasts in my previous job where I was doing a lot of menial tasks. I was the warehouse manager and delivery supervisor. So I would be listening to podcasts constantly while I'm doing my stuff and getting through the day. Now my job, a lot more in-depth, intense, a lot more editing and things like that that are going on. Oh, that's the other thing. If you're watching on YouTube, I am dressed like I'm going to work because it is 6 a.m. and I'm recording this before work on Tuesday the 19th, the day that before this episode comes out. So that's another big thing in all of this. This is something that I do for fun. Rayleigh does for fun. Brad does for fun when he joins, because we enjoy it and it's something we want to do. We both have, like I said, I have a full-time job that I'm doing for 45 hours. Wife, house, family responsibilities like that. Things that are pulling me for attention. So this is not the end all be all for me. I probably realistically shouldn't have a podcast and be managing all these things, because I care way too much about what people say and the numbers and things like that. So that's why I will have more kind of engaging conversations in the YouTube comments. I'm not going to argue back and forth with someone. Everyone has different opinions. Everyone has a right to their different opinions. And that's why sometimes the audio quality isn't perfect. I do what I can. I try to balance it, but I'm not an audio engineer. Everything I'm done, I've self-taught. All the video editing, the graphics, that's all something that I do when we're pulling this. So there's significant time investment into this, because I do ultimately want to put out a product that looks great and hopefully grabs people and sucks them in and is enjoyable. But life happens. Things aren't perfect. And like I said, when I wasn't expecting the Shrek review to kind of take off like it did, get the attention that it did, but it got us a lot of new viewers, a lot of new subscribers on YouTube, new followers on Instagram, people reaching out, more engagement on that video than any other video we've put out. When that video launched, I was out of the country. I was on vacation. So I was engaging as I could. But I was in Barbados when that launched. I'd already pre-recorded the next episode with Brad. That was the mostly TNA, shut the fuck up episode finish the lyrics. And I'm like, that is less than ideal. I really like that episode, to be fair. I'm not shitting on that episode. It is a fun episode. You should watch it because it's a good time. But I'm like, shit, we got a bunch of new people who followed and are now kind of have some eyes on the podcast due to the Shrek mini review and the follow-up episode that's, if they subscribe, that's going to pop up. It leads off with mostly TNA, and they are going to be thinking, what the fuck did I get myself into? But I was in Barbados. I had shitty internet. I did not have anything to record anything. I did not have mic, laptop, camera. I did have my phone. I'm not going to record a whole thing on my phone. It wouldn't have been able to upload anyways. I already had that episode all edited, ready to go. But that's where we are. So hopefully, thank you to those of you who have stuck around. Thank you who have watched it till almost the end of this video. It's a mini episode. The mini episodes are now between like 15 to 30 minutes. So thank you all. Welcome all you new subscribers. If you're sticking around after this, I hope you do. Hope you find something enjoyable. Go back, try to do some playlists. I'm going to try to eventually kind of segment those more, pull the SDFU, Shut the Fuck Up episodes into their own playlist. I have some for TV rankings. I have our musical reviews pulled into one playlist now. So check it out. Do some exploring on the page. We have over 70 episodes now. If you're into The Last of Us, I did episode reviews breakdowns of each episode of season one. That will be coming for season two as well, which they are filming now. And I think the plan is for that to launch in 2025. So I will be doing reviews for that as well. And those were ones quick hitters too. So watch the episode on Sunday. As soon as it would end, I would come in here, record, edit, upload, get up the next morning for work. So hopefully enjoy the podcast. Hopefully you stick around. Hopefully you find some other things you like there. Yes, it's not musicals 100% of the time. Yes, it's not just random BS 100% of the time. If musicals aren't your thing, try to have some variety. Always looking to pull new things in. Always looking to grow. And just try something. I'm not afraid to try almost anything once on here within reason. So if you have ideas, things you want to see, either drafts, rankings that you want us to do, movies that you want us to review, musicals, specifically musical movies, but hell, on the mini episodes, do whatever we want, grab bag episodes. So give me suggestions of other things you want to review. I've done some TV reviews on here. I've done some mini series, movie reviews, all that stuff. Most things that aren't off limits. Like I said, caveat with that, have a life, have a real job. That's my priority that I need. So there's some things that are off limits. But next week was going to be a Matilda review with Brad joining me, Matilda the Musical, which is streaming, the movie adaptation of it, which is streaming on Netflix. But life happened. We did not get to record when we wanted to. So that will be coming in 2 weeks. That will be our first episode of April. So it will be April 4th, probably. Dates, I'm not looking at a calendar right now. But our first episode of April is going to be the Matilda movie review. So we're going to lead off the month with that. I don't know what's going to come next week yet. I need to think, do some ruminating. It might be a tier list. You know what it's going to be? I have, it was an add-on for Broadway season tickets. There's 100 years of Broadway concert tour that is coming to my town on Saturday. I'm going to that Saturday night. So I will do some discussion on that, maybe throw in a ranking or tier list since it's supposed to be a full episode next week. And we'll do something like that on next week's episode. So you got that to look forward to. Thank you if you're still watching, listening on YouTube, at Down Once More Pod. All podcast platforms. Check it out. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, share, comment, all that fun. And don't forget to go down once more. Later.